Psalm 115.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk. And they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord!
Today's devotion. Where is our God? During my national service training in Taiwan, I witnessed a long religious procession. People loudly praised their deities and even evil spirits. Many wore elaborate yet terrifying costumes, and the whole scene was so frightening that I just wanted to flee immediately. Recently, I watched a testimony on YouTube from a member of a mega church. He shared that he had been scammed by his pastor for years. The Jesus preached by that pastor was completely different from the Jesus revealed in the Bible. It was only after he carefully read the scriptures that he realized he had been following not the living Christ, but an idol created to serve human ambition, much like the golden calf in Moses' time. Psalm 115 reminds us, "Our God is in the heavens, he does all that he pleases. Idols are man-made, lifeless, and powerless. They cannot see, hear, speak, or walk. Our God, however, is real, sovereign, and living. We are created in God's image, but idols are fashioned according to human desires. Those who rely on idols' will, like their idols, become lifeless and hopeless. In ancient times, people created idols out of fear of supernatural forces. Today, idols may take different forms, success, fame, or even a distorted image of Jesus. Yet regardless of their form, idols are merely projections of the human heart. They cannot bring life, truth, or security. Instead, they can lead people into falsehood and even destruction. Only the living God is worthy of our wholehearted trust and worship." Reflection. Where is our God? This is a crucial question. He is not an idol made by human hands, nor an image fabricated by human imagination. Should we rely on powerless idols or trust in the true God who reigns in heaven? Psalm 115 calls us to examine our hearts, discern truth from falsehood, and worship the living God alone. He is faithful and powerful, and he blesses all who trust in and fear him. Let us pray. Dear Father, forgive us for ever relying on idols or ourselves. Help us to trust you wholeheartedly, worship you, and walk daily in your will. In Jesus' name, amen.